In many instances, during what we call an interrogation, law enforcement will either audio tape the questioning or even videotape the questioning. And the best way to exercise one's Miranda rights is to unequivocally tell the officer during an investigation that they will not and do not intend to speak with them at all about the issue that they're there to investigate. And this is by far the biggest area when it comes to Miranda warnings and suppression and exclusionary rule, because what you'll see is someone will be read their Miranda warnings and they won't use, you know, critical language like, I am not talking to you anymore. Either go get a warrant or whatever it is that you need to do to, you know, further your investigation. Instead, we get questions where someone's read the Miranda warnings, and then an individual may say, well, what do you think? They bounce it back to the officer. So there's not this digging your feet in the sand to say, I'm definitely not speaking with you. It's called waiver and vacillating, whether or not they're actually truly invoking their Miranda rights. They basically will say, well, I think I want to talk, or, oh, okay. And so that's where we see, more than any other time, that's where we see issues come up, and that's where we make arguments. Because it ends up what happening 98% of the times in those situations is they do get some evidence. They turn around and end up getting arrested, or they get that evidence to be used against them. And then we have to go back and say, okay, well, let's back it up a little bit, and let's see, after you read Miranda, did you truly invoke, or were you kind of on the fence? And that's ultimately for a judge to determine in a motion to suppress scenario.